I think that what it means to be American is to be a unique and independent individual with your own story, with its own setting, characters, and an open ending. Others may think to be American you have to be born in America or have resided there. That just means you live in America. It doesn't necessarily make you an American despite how many certifications you have. But despite your origin, you can still follow the American dream. I grew up in a very nice household with financially secure parents. They sent me to the schools of their choosing because they thought it would be the school to benefit me the most with the education they provided. I was well fed, decently clothed, and had a roof over my head. The house I lived in was a nice house with all the luxuries such as hot water, air conditioning, and electricity. I'm saying this because all this came from a belief my parents share to this day. My mom grew up in a house with three older siblings, so she lacked the attention needed when she was in school, so she made poor choices. At age 16, she had a child and couldn't do anything to provide for the child, so she gave it up for adoption. She was kicked out of her home, where she had a realization about a dream. Now, she was focused to make that dream come true. She was going to meet a man who shared a similar belief, my dad, where they eventually got married. My dad has an interesting story. He lived in a household with two other siblings. His mom left school with a 7th grade education to provide for her parents. His dad grew up in a hardened military family that was very strict. They moved around before finally settling in southern Georgia. To follow tradition, he joined the Navy, where he eventually met my mom. Both of my parents went through their own individual struggles. They had their own story with their character setting, and it hasn't ended yet. The characters, their siblings, parents, friends, etc., helped them become who they were. The setting provided the street knowledge. My mom in Poughkeepsie, a city riddled with alcoholism, and my dad grew up in rural Georgia where he experienced racism at a young age. Growing up, their parents weren't financially the best, but now my parents are, and they're going to keep it that way. At the start of this project, my mom decided to tell me her thought on what the American dream is. She told me the belief that she and my dad shared. The American dream to them was to make sure your kids would do better for you and better than you in any way possible. Whether it be financially, socially, or if it's as simple as making one different life choice. They believe that if you secure the success of your child or children, you had followed an American dream. Correct me if I'm wrong, but when immigrants moved to America, they moved because it was a better life. Maybe not easier or simpler, but a better life. It would be too easy considering all the freedoms American citizens have. Everybody wants to be successful, from the poorest to the richest, from the youngest to the oldest, from the smartest to the dumbest. But if you have a child, they should be your number one priority until the day that you die. If they are successful, you are successful. And that is the American dream.